first akusala consciousness. How many doors is included in Kama Vajra Jyavana? 29. So the first akusala chitta arises through eye door, ear door, nose door, tongue door, body door, and mind door. So all six doors. So this one type of consciousness arises through all six doors, sometimes through eye door and so on. Then what about the second? The same. Third, fourth, fifth, and so on, until the 12th. So all these 12 types of consciousness arise through six doors. That means not at once or at the same time, but they arise through eye door or ear door and so on. Now let us go to the rootless. The first column, resultant of akusala, seeing consciousness. So how many doors for seeing eye consciousness or seeing consciousness? Only seeing consciousness. What is seeing consciousness? Chakku vijnana. Only one door. And then for hearing consciousness, one door. And smelling consciousness, one door. Tasting consciousness or tongue consciousness, one door. And then body consciousness, one door. Respective doors are the ear door, eye, nose door, tongue door, and body door. And we go to sampadichanas, receiving consciousness. There are two receiving consciousness. So how many doors do they go through? Sampadichana. Five doors. So that means eye door, ear door, nose door, tongue door, and body door. So they do not arise in or through mind door, only in five door. And then santirana. Now santirana we divide in two, accompanied by neutral feeling and accompanied by joy. So first santirana ubhikar. So how many doors? Eye door, ear door, nose door, tongue door, body door, mind door, and no door. So that means sometimes they arise through six doors and sometimes they arise without door. So sometimes six doors, sometimes door free. And then santirana somanasa, the red dot. It arises through six doors. So all six doors, but not door free. And then we go to the last column of the rootless, five sense door adverting. How many doors? You follow the name, right? Five sense doors. And then next one, manodwara vajana or vottavana. How many doors? Six doors. You see the vottavana or manodwara vajana column. So all six doors and no door free. And then the last one, smile producing. Now smile producing, where do you find smile producing? In which column do you find smile producing? Or in which column it is included? Among the Kama Vajra Jyavana 29. So you see that column and give the answer. So smile producing arises through all six doors. That means when an arahant sees, hears, smells, tastes, touch, or think, it can arise. And then let us go to sense sphere, wholesome consciousness 8, the first column. Now, where do you find these 8 in the diagram? They are included in Kama Vajra Javana 29. So they arise through how many doors? 6 doors, and no door free. And then the middle column, the resultant sense sphere consciousness, Kama Vajra or Vibhaga. So according to that column, the 8 resultant sense sphere consciousness arise through 6 doors as well as door free. So they can arise door free, or they can arise through 6 doors. Now here we can relate it with the functions. When they arise with no door, or when they are door free, what function do they perform? Patisandhi, Bhavanga, and Chuti. But when arising through eye door and so on, they perform what? You have to go back to functions. Okay. How many functions do they have? The Kama Vajra Vibhaga 8. How many functions? 4 functions, right? Patisandhi, Bhavanga, Chuti, and Tadaramana, registering. So when these 8 arise through 6 doors, they have the function of Tadaramana, or registering. But when they arise through no doors, they have the function of relinking, Bhavanga, life continuum, and death. So now we go to the third column, the functional sense sphere consciousness. Now where do you find them? Among the Kama Vajra Javanas. They arise through how many? 6 doors, from Jagu Dwara to Mano Dwara, and no door free. Now we go to the Rupa Vajra. Now Rupa Vajra, wholesome 5. How many doors? Now where do you find the Rupa Vajra wholesome? Aparna Javana, right. So these 5 are included in Aparna Javana 26. So looking that column, you can say how many doors do they arise through? Only 1 door, and that is mind door. So jhana chetas arise through mind door, not through the eye door, or ear door, or nose tongue, or body door. So they arise through mind door. And then the 5 resultant consciousness of form sphere. How many doors? Where do you find them? The last column, Mahagata Vibhaga. So they arise through 0 door, no door at all. They arise through, they do not arise through any of the doors. And what function do they have? Relinking, life continuum, and death. And then functional 5. So where do you find functional 5? Or in what are they included? Aparna Javana 26. So they arise through mind door. Now we go to Arupa Vajra. Arupa Vajra wholesome four. They are included in apana jhavana, and so mind door. And then four resultants. They are included in mahagata vipaka. So they do not arise through any of the doors. They are door free. So zero door. And then functional formless sphere consciousness. You find them included in apana jhavanas. So they arise through mind door. Now we come to supramundane consciousness. Supramundane consciousness are included in apana jhavana 26, if we take them as 8. So all these 8 or 40 types of consciousness, supramundane consciousness, arise through what door? Mind door only. So you look at this card and then practice looking at the individual doors, and they say this is a 5 door or 6 door or mind door or no door. So when you can look at this and say the doors, then you have thoroughly familiar with the door section. So now let us read the two bottom lines, one dwara, etc., and total jetas. So we'll look at these two. Now, 5 means this consciousness arises in 5 doors. So 1 means this consciousness arises in only 1 door, and so on. So now we want to find out one dwara chitta. That means chitta that arises through one door only. So there are said to be 36. Now, if we want to get 36, we must add the numbers under the ones. So you look at the ones and you say 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, and then 26. So 26 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2, altogether 36. These 36 types of consciousness arise through one door only. But one door means one door, not at the same door. The seeing consciousness arises through eye door, hearing consciousness arises through ear door, and so on. And then 5 door chitta, the consciousness that arises in 5 doors. There are 3. So you find out the 5 in the first line and then add the numbers beneath them. So we get 1 panchadwara vajana, and then 2 sampadichana receiving. So 2 receiving consciousnesses and 1 5 sense door adverting. So these 3 arise in 5 doors, and 5 doors are eye door, ear door, and so on. Now 6 dwara chitta, A means always. 6 dwara chitta, 6 door chitta, always, 31. That means they arise in 6 doors only and not door free. So we add the numbers under the 6s, without the line beneath them. So we get 6, 1, and 6, 1, 2, and then 29, 31. So these 31 chaitas arise in 6 doors always. That means they are never door free. And then 6 six Dwara Chitta S sometimes. That means sometimes they arise in six doors and sometimes they are door free. So that means you add the numbers under the sixes with lines beneath them. So we get 2 and 8, 10 types of consciousness. And then zero door chetas, sometimes the same 10. And zero door chetas always, the last 9. Mahagada vibhaga or Rupa Vajra Vibhaga and Aruba Vajra Vibhaga. So they are always door free. And their functions are relinking life continuum and death. So this is the classification of consciousness according to doors. And when we study the doors, we also must relate it to the functions. And if we can remember the functions and doors together, then our memory will be much better. Now you know a certain type of consciousness arises in a certain door and then functioning, doing a certain function. Sometimes the change of door will change the function. For example, take Manodwara Vajana. Now Manodwara Vajana has two functions. In this Kecha Sangaha chart, we see that Manodwara Vajana has two functions. The one is Avajana and the other is Vatthapana. Now when we relate it to this Dwara Sangaha, we know that when it functions as Avajana, that means it arises in five doors and it is a function of Vatthapana. But when it arises in mind door, it functions as Manodwara Vajana. So we relate these two together and try to find out the functions and doors of these types of consciousness. Now the next is the objects. Now object means something that we experience, that we respond to with our mind. Now here is a cup. So I look at the cup and I see the cup. When I see the cup, there is a seeing consciousness in me. And that seeing consciousness takes this cup as object. So this cup is called an object. So whatever mind can take is called an object. And there are six kinds of objects taught in Abhidhamma. Sometimes the object is not physical, or the object is not present, but still the past objects also we can think of, or our minds can take, and the future objects also our minds can take. So the objects may belong to present time or past time or future time. Now there are six kinds of objects taught in Abhidhamma. First is visible object. That means something that can be seen. Now, I said I see this cup. What I really see with Chakhu Vijnana, with eye consciousness, is the visible datum in this cup. Actually, I do not see the cup with eye consciousness. What I see with consciousness is visible object in this cup. I see the cup with my mind. Now we'll come to that later. when we talk about the thought process. So that visible datum in this cup is what we call visible object. The next is, let us call sound. Sound is one object. And then smell is another object, taste another object, and touch another object. So we get five objects corresponding to the first five doors. So visible object to the eye door, audible object or sound to the ear door, smell to the nose door, taste to the tongue door, and touch to the body door. Now, touch is said to be a combination of three primary elements. So now, we must understand the primary elements first. In Abhidhamma, 28 types of matter or 28 material properties are taught. So there are altogether 28 material properties. They may be comparable to elements in chemistry. So there are 28 material properties, and these 28 material properties can be found in living beings. And outside, only 8 of them can be found. Now, among the 28, the first 4 are said to be primary elements. And these 4 are the element of earth, element of water, element of fire, element of air. An element of earth means not the earth itself, but the quality inherent in the earth. So when you touch the earth, you feel the hardness or softness of it. So hardness or softness is what we call earth element. And water element means not necessarily the water, but the quality inherent in the water, that is trickling or cohesiveness. So that is what we call water element. And fire element means heat or cold, because heat and cold are relative terms. And then air element means the extension or supporting. Now, when you put air in a balloon, the air keeps the balloon extended. If you let the air out, then the balloon collapses. So the characteristic of air element is extending. So extending is what we call air element. Sometimes it is called pressure. Now, these 4 elements are called primary elements, and the other 24 always depend on these 4 for their arising and existing. Now, what we call touch or tangible object is the combination of earth element, fire element, and air element. In Abhidhamma, water element is taught as not touchable. So we cannot touch the water element. We can touch the other 3 elements, but water element, the cohesiveness, we cannot touch. We may put our hand in the water and we may feel the hotness or coldness of the water, and that is not water element, that is fire element. Now, we may we may feel the softness of the water, and that is earth element. And water stays in that way because there is air to keep it in its shape, and so we can feel air element also. But water element we cannot touch or we cannot feel. We can touch only with our mind. So what we call touch is just the combination of three primary elements. It is said that the primary elements are something like hard bases, and the others are said to be soft. So now we get how many objects? Five kinds of objects: visible object or sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. And the last one is called Dhamma object. Now it is very important that we know what Dhamma means. The word Dhamma has many meanings, and in different contexts it has different meanings. So we cannot translate this word with just one English word. Sometimes Dhamma means nature, sometimes the teaching, sometimes Dhamma means the understanding, or Dhamma means things in the world, and so on. So the word Dhamma cannot be translated like the word Javana. So we just use the word as it is in Pali language. Here also I prefer to use Dhamma object rather than mental object. Some teachers translate it as mental object, but that is not accurate, and so I just want to retain the Pali word and call Dhamma object. In this classification, Dhamma object means five sensitivities, 16 subtle matter, 89 chetas, 52 chetasikas, nibbana, and panyati. So there are six kinds of Dhamma objects. Five sensitivities, that means eye sensitivity, ear sensitivity, and so on. So they are called Dhamma object. So when you take the eye sensitivity as object, then you are taking the Dhamma object as object, and so on. And 16 subtle metta. If you don't want to wait, you go to the sixth chapter and read it for the subtle metta. So some material properties are called subtle, and some are called gross. And then 89 chetas you already know, 52 chetasikas you already know, nibbana you already know, and panyati means concepts. So these are called Dhamma objects, and these can be the object of the mind. Now among them you find chetta 89 and chetasika 52. Here they are objects, but they are also subjects. Mind can take another mind as object. When you talk about your mind, oh, my mind is running wildly, or my mind is going out very often, then you are taking the mind as object. Your mind is taking the other mind as object. So chitta can be both subject and object, and chetasika the same. Now these six kinds are called Dhamma object here in the classification of objects. But in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta, the discourse on the four foundations of mindfulness, you will find the word Dhamma there also. And their Dhamma objects means not exactly the same as these. Their Dhamma objects means 5 mental hindrances, 5 aggregates of clinging, 12 bases, 7 factors of enlightenment, and 4 noble truths. In the Mahasatipatthana Sutta, they are called Dhamma object. But here in Abhidhamma, these 6, beginning with sensitive matter and so on, are called Dhamma object. So there are these 6 kinds of objects. We will study which types of consciousness take which kinds of object. Now before going there, we need to know the terms Kama Vachara object, Mahagata object, Nibbana object, and Panyati, a concept object. Now, Kamavachara objects means 54 Kamavachara chetas or sense sphere chetas, 52 chetasikas, and 28 rupas or material properties. So they are called Kamavachara object, the sense sphere object. And Mahagata object means 27 Mahagata chetas, that is 15 Rupavachara chetas and 12 Arupa Vachara Chetas, and then Chetasikas going along with them. They are called Mahagata object. And then Nibbana object is Nibbana. But the last one is the last one consists of many. So Panyati, what we call Panyati here, are 10 Kasina objects, 10 Asubha. Asubha means unlovely. Unlovely objects. And then Kothasa objects, that means 32 parts of the body, such as head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, and so on. And then Anapana, object of Anapanasati, that means breathing in and breathing out. And then 4 kinds of concepts of being, which are objects of Metta, Karuna, Mudita, and Upekkha. Now, 4 kinds of concepts of being means beings in general, beings that are in suffering, beings that are in happiness, and again, beings in general. And then concept of infinite space and nothingness. Now, you know that the some types of consciousness among the Arupa Vachara Chetas take infinite space as object and nothingness of the first Arupa Vachara Cheta as object. So there are many kinds of Panyati. And when you come to the 9th chapter, you will find them again. Among them, the visible object and Dhamma object, many of the Dhamma objects and Kamavachara object, Mahagata object have time. They may be present or past or future. But Nibbana is said to be time-free. Since Nibbana has no beginning, it has no end, and so we cannot say Nibbana is present or past or future. And Panyati also is said to be time-free. That means out of time. We cannot say a Panyati arises at this moment and it disappears at that moment. So, and also Panyati is time-free because it has no individual existence of its own. It only exists in our imagination. It would be very interesting, or people will think it is very strange to say that this is not real. This is in my imagination only. What I see with the eye is the visible object, visible particles of matter in this cup. And when I see a cup, I see it with my mind and not with my eyes. This cup is called Panyati. It has no existence of its own. It is an illusion. So these are the kinds of objects we will be meeting in this section. So the first five are easy. The visible object, audible object, and so on. Only the fifth one, the tangible object, is the combination of three primary elements. That means earth element, fire element, and air element, and Dhamma object as object. Aramana Sangaha. So this is the analysis of objects. Now, here you see the word aramana, and it is translated as object. Now, the literal meaning of aramana is something that mind takes delight in. Mind or consciousness must always have an object. And when it finds an object, it is delighted. So an object is called aramana. Somewhere where mind takes delight, or something where mind takes delight. Now, the parks where people go for leisure or recreation are called arama in Pali. So the word arama and the word aramana are related. A park is called arama because people take delight in. People go there for enjoyment. And there is another word that means object, and that is alambana. Now you'll find the word in the manual. Alambana. Now the word alambana means something to hold on to. That means our mind always takes an object, and so when the mind takes an object, it is, as it were, holding on to the object. That means without an object, there can be no consciousness or no mental factors. So consciousness and mental factors or mind need an object always. And so it is said to be holding on to the object. And so object is something that a mind holds on to. They are compared to a stick some people depend on, say, when they walk. Say, when you get older and you cannot walk properly upright, then you have to use a stick. So that stick is like the object here. Just as an old man relied on the stick or hold on to the stick, so mind holds on to the object. Or sometimes it is compared to a line that a man who is invalid or a man who is blind takes hold of when he wants to go to places. So these are called aramana or alambana in Pali, and these are the objects that mind can take actually. And then you see the word aramanika. Now, aramanika means one that has aramana, one that takes aramana. So aramanika means actually consciousness and mental factors, because they take objects. Now here I use the word subject. So aramanika is subject and aramana is object. Subject means something that does something, so here that takes object. Now, Chakku Vijnana too, two types of seeing consciousness or eye consciousness. What is the object of these two seeing consciousnesses? Present visible object. So, the object of eye consciousness is the present visible object or sight. And the object of ear consciousness is present audible object or present sound. And the object of nose consciousness, two nose consciousnesses. Nose consciousness is present odorous object or present smell. And the object of tongue consciousness is present sapid object or taste. And object of body consciousness is present tangible object or touch. So the object of these five sense consciousnesses is present. Present visible object, present audible object, and so on. So I see something, that means I see the visible data in something, and that is called the present visible object. So we see the present visible object with eye consciousness. The same with ear consciousness and so on. Next, there is the word manodhatu. Now you must be familiar with this word. Manodhatu is a name of three types of consciousness. And these three are five sense door adverting and two receiving consciousnesses. So these three are called manodhatu. We may translate it as mind element. So these three types of consciousness called manodhatu take present five objects. That means present visible object, present audible object, and so on. Now they will become clearer when you study the thought processes. Now, the eye consciousness takes present visible object as object, but in the process of seeing, there are the three types of consciousness called manodhatu. When you hear something, there is hearing consciousness, and what you hear is the present audible object. In that thought process, we find the three manodhatu consciousnesses. So three manodhatu consciousnesses arise in all five sense doors. That is why here they are said to take present five objects. But not that they take five objects at one time. They take each object as one time, but in all they take five objects. And then Santiranas 3, Hasitubara 1, Kamavajra Vibhaga 8. Santirana means investigating, Hasitubara smile producing, and Kamavajra Vibhaga sense door resultant, altogether 3 + 1 + 8 = 12. Take Kamavajra Cheta 54, Chetisikas 52 and Rupa 28 as object. So here, on the subject side, there are types of consciousness. And on the object side also, there are types of consciousness and also the material properties. So from this we know that citta can take citta as object, citta can take cittisikas as object, citta can take rupas, matter as object. And next group is 12 akusala. And kama vajra sovana jnana vipyuta kusala. Since we are beautiful, wholesome consciousness, not accompanied by knowledge. So there are four of them. And also, since we are beautiful functional consciousness, not accompanied by knowledge, there are again four. So 4 plus 4 plus 12, altogether 20 types of consciousness. Now these 20 types of consciousness take Lokiya Chaita, mundane Chaitas, 81, and Chaitasikas 52, Rupa 28, material properties, and Panyati or concept as object. So on the subject side, there are Akusala Chaitas, and then 8 Chaitas from Kama Vajra, Sovana or sense fear, beautiful consciousness. So they take Lokiya Chaita 81 as consciousness and so on. So now you see here the Akusala 12 can take Lokiya Chaitas as object and so on, but they cannot take supramundane consciousness as object. It is not their domain of object. And it is explained that just as a fly will not sit on a hot iron rod, so these akusala cannot take supramundane chaitas as object. Now the next group, 5 types of consciousness, kama chara sovana jnana sambyuta kusala. The sense fear, beautiful, wholesome, accompanied by knowledge. There are four. And then kusala abhinya. Now, the fifth rupa vajra consciousness, when specially developed, becomes what is called abhinya. Abhinya is translated as direct knowledge. With the help of abhinya, one can fly through the air, so one can show miracles, one can read minds of others, remember past lives and so on. So that knowledge is called in Pali abhinya. So we may call them it's supernormal knowledge or direct knowledge. And that direct knowledge function is performed by the fifth rupa vajra jhana. So here kusala abhinya means fifth rupa vajra kusala, fifth form sphere wholesome consciousness. So these five take 87 chaitas, 89 minus arahata magga and phala, and 52 chaitasikas, 28 rupas, nibbana and panyati. So this can take more objects than the last 20. Now the next group, 6, kama vajra sovana jnana sambyuta kiriya, 4. So sense fear, beautiful, functional chaitas accompanied by knowledge, 4. Kiriya abhinya, 1. Rupa vajra, fifth jhana, functional consciousness, and vattabhana, that is manodvara vajana. These six can take all objects. 89 jetas, 52 jetasikas, 28 rupas or 28 material properties, nibbana and panyati. So these six take all objects there are, and so they have the widest range of taking objects. The second and fourth arupa vachara jetas. Now the second is one having consciousness as object, and the fourth again one having that arupa vachara consciousness as object. So these second and fourth arupa vachara chetas, altogether six, take mahagata or first and third arupa vachara chetas respectively. Now if you remember the chapter on chetas, you will see that the second arupa vachara cheta takes the first arupa vachara cheta as object, and fourth arupa vachara cheta takes the third arupa vachara cheta as object. Since the first and third arupa vachara cheta belong to the 27 mahagata chetas, that means 15 rupa vacharas and 12 arupa vachara chetas, they are called mahagata objects. And then rupa vachara chetas 15, that means first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, fifth jhana, and first and third arupa vachara chetas, and that have infinite space as object, and that has concept of nothingness as object. Altogether 21 types of consciousness. They take panyati as object. Now detail on different sheet. So these 21 take panyati or concept as object. And then the last Lokottara 8 supramundane consciousness take nibbana as object. Now panyati in detail. We go to panyati objects and their subjects in detail, just for your reference, because until you reach the ninth chapter, you may not understand easily this chart. Now there are 40 types of samatha meditation subjects. And there are jhana consciousness that arise taking these subjects as object. So there are kasinas 10, that means disc meditation. See, looking at the disc and memorizing it, and so that one can see the disc with one's mind eye and so on. So there are 10 kinds of disc meditation and 10 kinds of asubha, unloveliness of the body meditation. Now these 10 kinds of asubha meditations are practiced when one goes to a cemetery and look at a corpse in its different stages of decay. But nowadays it is very difficult to see a corpse, and even when you go to funerals, the dead body is so made up that you do not get the sense of unloveliness. It is you think in he or she is sleeping. It is very difficult to practice this type of meditation. Even though you go to a cemetery, you don't see the dead bodies. But during the time of the Buddha, dead bodies are just left at the cemeteries to be eaten by dogs and birds, and so you can see different stages of decay and practice this meditation on them. Now the next is kottasa. Kottasa means parts of the body. There are 32 parts of the body to contemplate on, as head hairs, body hairs, nails, teeth, skin, and so on, and try to see them as loathsome. And then anapana, you all know anapana, the breathing in and breathing out as the object of meditation. And then unlimited beings, this is object of mitta. So when you practice mitta, you send mitta thoughts to unlimited beings. That is why mitta, karuna, mudita, and ubhikha are called limitless ones. Limitless ones means their objects are unlimited. So unlimited beings, object of mitta, unlimited beings, object of karuna, compassion, unlimited beings, object of mudita, and unlimited beings, object of ubhikha. Unlimited being means concept of unlimited beings. And then concept of infinite space. Now you know that the space that remains when the counterpart sign disappears. And then concept of nothingness of the first arupa vacharaja chitta. So that is also one. So altogether there are how many? 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. So 28 kinds of concepts. And these concepts are taken by different jhanas. So rupa vachara first jhana. The object of rupa vachara first jhana is 25 kinds of concepts. And they are 10 kasinas, 10 unlovelies, 1 kotasa, 1 anabana, 1 being, and so on. So these 25 types of concepts are the object of first jhana. Of the second jhana, only 14. No asubhas or unloveliness and no kotasa. And the object of third jhana, 14. Object of fourth jhana, 14. But object of fifth jhana, only 12. Because fifth jhana take the unlimited beings of object as object to develop upekha. And when fifth jhana arises, upekha is with it. But with the other mitta, karuna, and mudita, when they reach jhana, they are always with somanasa or joy. So fifth jhana takes only 10 kasinas, anapana or breathing, and unlimited beings as object, only 12. And the arupa vachara first chitta takes concept of infinite space as object, and arupa vachara third chitta takes concept of nothingness of first arupa vachara chitta as object. So this is a chart that shows which concepts can be the object of which jhana. This section is a little more involved. And also some terms used may be new to you. So like manodhatu. Now, let us see, look at the basic chart, and let's say the first akusala chitta. Now can you find out what objects are taken by first akusala chitta? First akusala chitta takes 81 mundane consciousness, 52 chetasikas, 28 material properties and concepts as object. That you find out from this handout with the title Aramana Sangha. Then let us go to Ahituka, seeing consciousness. So what is the object of seeing consciousness? Or what is the object of eye consciousness? Present visible object. And what is the object of body consciousness? Present tangible object. Yes. Then what is the object of true receiving consciousness? True receiving consciousness is included in Manodhatu. Manodhatu 3, mind element 3. So they take present 5 objects. And then Santirana, investigating 3. Now they take Kamavachara, 54 Kamavachara Chetas, 52 Chetasikas, and 28 Rupa as objects. And then Panchadwara Vajana, or 5 sense door adverting, it is included in Manodhatu. So it takes present 5 objects. And then Manodwara Vajana, mind door adverting. Where do we find Manodwara Vajana? Among the 6. It is called Vatavana here. So Manodwara Vajana can take all objects, 89 Chetas, 52 Chetasikas, 28 Rupas, Nibbana and Panyati. And then smile producing. Now smile producing can take Kamavachara, 54 Kamavachara Chetas, 52 Chetasikas, and 28 material properties, and so on. So you find out from this hand out what objects are taken by a given chaita or given type of consciousness. So this is the analysis according to objects. Or in this section we find out what objects are, and also we find out what consciousness takes what object. So they have their own objects, and we should know what objects they take. And taking objects means our mind as it were goes to the object and stays on it, or it is put on the object. So that is how mind takes the object. And for the mind to take an object, there must be an object, and that object must be presented to the mind through 6 sense doors. And different kinds of objects are presented through different doors, and so they have their own respective doors, present visible object through eye door, present audible object through ear door, and so on. And now we know that on the subject side there are consciousness and mental factors only. So we do not find any material property on the subject side or on the aramanika side. But on the object side we find chaitas, chetasikas, material properties, concepts, and nibbana. So all these things are objects, and these objects are taken by the consciousness and mental factors only. So rupa or matter does not take objects. Concepts do not take objects. Nibbana does not take object, because Nibbana is an object, concepts are objects, and 28 material properties are objects, but they do not take any other object. But the consciousness and chittasikas are different. Consciousness and chittasikas can be both subject and object, but not at the same time. Now, when you practice meditation and you make notes of your mind going out, that means one mind is taking another mind as object. You are noting mind, or noting consciousness is taking the wandering consciousness as object, and then you are making notes as wandering, or going out. So, mind or consciousness can take consciousness as object, consciousness can take mental factors as object, and it can take material properties, concepts, or nibbana as object. So this way we understand the relationship between the mind and matter, and mind and mind. They are all related as subject and object, and how they are related can be understood through the study of the Pathana, the seventh book of Abhidhamma. Now, we have not yet gone into any book of Abhidhamma yet. We are trying to get to the door of Abhidhamma, but even it takes a long time. So one day we'll be able to get into the real Abhidhamma and see what treasures there are in that storehouse. Okay, thank you.